What's going on, America? And welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. Hit the share button. The more you share, the more people come in. And this episode is brought to you by Liberty University. You can click the link in the caption above and you can go back to school with me. If you wanted to go to school, if you wanted to finish your degree, Liberty University is pro-faith, pro-family, pro-military. Go check it out right now. If you click the link in the caption above, your application fee is waived. So go do it now. We have got a crap ton of stuff to talk about. So let's jump right into it, Jake.
Let's do it.
Let's jump into Joe Biden.
Who?
Panders to Hispanics. Okay. Now look, I understand that Joe Biden is struggling, okay, in the Hispanic community. But what he did at his town hall the other day is...
takes the cake.
It's really bad. Okay. So I can only imagine what would have happened if I had done this. 2,600 people are watching. Hit the share button right now. Jake, do you have the clip of what Biden did? For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, we're going to play it right this second, but everybody needs to hit the share button before we do. Jake, go for it.
I just have one thing to say.
How awkward.
Hang on here.
Hang on here.
All right.
Oh, my Lord.
Arriba!
Listen.
If I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
Joe Biden, if you had the talent of any of those people, you would have known not to do that. Like Despacito? Yes. Despacito is one of the worst things to pick in the first place.
The Trump team was like, that means slowly.
Yeah,
Joe,
it's a sexual song. Like Joe Biden just, I mean, he pretty much just played a sex song for everybody to like gain the Hispanic vote.
It's your national anthem, right?
I did read that Despacito holds the record for most views on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure. It's awesome.
I mean, you know,
I love it.
I don't know if that's true or not. Comment below if you know. If you're a Hispanic American watching this, I'm curious to know your thoughts in the comment section to this. First of all, can you play like the very first part again?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just the awkward silence of his events is so bad. All right, play it.
I just have.
All right. That's it. That's all I wanted. I just want you to hear like the awkward silence that is.
Yeah, they're like, come on, clap.
Yeah, come on. Like there's somebody in the back going, come on, please, please. Clap for Joe Biden. It's real bad.
What is he going to do to the next one he has with like the black?
So go to President Trump's page. And it's already been marked as manipulated media because, yes, we're well aware that some people inserted some things. And I apologize for the language. If there's any children watching, why aren't you in school? But either way, play what the president played. Do you see it or did Twitter take it down? Donald Trump retweeted something and it's got Joe Biden on there.
Truth be told.
No, it's something like this isn't good. Nope.
Flamethrower in the
background. Nope. Keep going. Keep going. There's one on there. It was. It was today.
I just have. Yeah. One thing to say. Hang on here. Fuck the police coming.
Look, man, you can have fun with that all day. I wanted to play Everybody Hurts by R.A.M. Yeah. when I heard it. Anyway, okay, all right. So on a serious note, can you see comments, Jake? Are we monitoring comments?
Yeah,
so if you are Hispanic American, let us know what you think. Is this offensive? Is this, do you find this like insulting? Do you find it like, I'm curious what actual Hispanic Americans think about Joe Biden's attempt to relate, because that's what this was at the end of the day. This is an attempt to relate to a culture by an extremely white dude who has no idea how to relate to a culture.
Yvonne says, I'm Puerto Rican. I think it's disrespectful to him to try to get my vote because he plays very played out and very lame Spanish song. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I agree. It would be no different than me. I don't know. Like playing like, I don't know. Like me going to try to gain the black American vote and I pick. I don't even know. Like, anyway, Joe. All right, and I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to give some advice, okay? People don't need you to try to, like, relate to their culture when you're a white dude, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to know what songs they like. What?
No, here's a good one, too. Right. It says, I'm Puerto Rican. It's just sad because he thinks we're stupid. And that's more of a good point. It's not that 100%. He's, like, just pandering. It's that he thinks you're stupid enough that he can play that, and he likes
Hispanics because he likes Despacito.
I'm sure that was Joe Biden's favorite song.
It is very, there's 4,000 people watching right now. Do us a favor and hit the share button. The more you share, the more people come in, et cetera, et cetera. It's the equivalent of back in like high school when all the cool kids had like the Timberlands that you didn't have or whatever it was, or the new Nikes, and you're trying to like fit in. So you go buy the shoes and just automatically think that people are going to accept you now because you have something cool on your feet. It's the same thing. And anyway.
I'm wondering what his team told him, though. Like, what's that song about? It's like, it's about sexuality and touching people. I like it.
See, you're giving Biden, you're giving it too much credit. I guarantee you that was Biden just going off the cuff with something. I guarantee you that his team had no clue, and they were in the back going, hit the Michael Scott. Hit the Michael Scott button, Jake.
Oh, sorry, I'm reading comments.
This isn't funny.
That's Elizabeth Warren. We need Michael Scott.
It's too late now.
No, it's not. No, we need Michael Scott saying.
Set it back up. What is he talking
about? All right, Joe Biden's team, the second he did that, did this in the back.
No! God please no! No!
Yeah, they're called Team Facepalm.
We really got to mark those buttons.
Well, I know what they are. Okay. I was reading comments, Graham.
Anyway, okay, look, that's what it is. This was Joe Biden going off the cuff, and this is what everyone is terrified of when he starts debates. And this is why they're ignoring Joe Rogan. Oh, comment below and let us know if you want to see a four-hour debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden moderated by Joe Rogan. I would much rather see that than the first one that's going to be moderated by Chris Wallace. At least Joe Rogan talks crap about both Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I think it can be argued that Joe Rogan doesn't necessarily like either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Well, Louis Fonzie, somebody said, Daniela said this. He introduced him. Said that's the guy who wrote Despacito. He introduced him. So, like, it was part of the facade.
Still stupid. I guarantee it was 100% Joe Biden's idea.
Sure.
Okay. I 100% guarantee it. Anyway, okay. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. And, but before we do that, we got to get into, if 2020 has taught us anything, the importance of self-defense and the Second Amendment are super important. And that's why we want to draw attention to our friends at Red Arrow Weapons. Okay. You can go to redarrowweapons.com right now and get U.S. made rifles straight to you. Well, it's not straight to you. You got to go through your FFL dealer and all the above. But we love the Campbells, Kip Campbell. We love you guys. RedArrowWeapons.com. Go there right now and get your U.S. made rifle today. But speaking about history, let's talk about history, Jake. Can you pull up a shocking article that is trending number one on Twitter right now? Says that around 63% of U.S. adults between the ages of 18 to 39, so we fall into this category, either have no clue what the Holocaust was, or they believe that it was made up, or they believe that it was exaggerated. Do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, click in the article, or at least read a little bit. If you go to Twitter, just go to Twitter in general and go to the trending page, and it should be in there, and multiple people have like shared and commented stuff dealing with this here.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So yeah. Under the age of 40. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, so apparently they did some kind of study about the Holocaust, and apparently a large majority of millennials, basically. Well, no, you got some, what is it, Gen Z. Gen Zers in there. This is the importance of history, guys.
Yeah.
And this falls into the argument of changing history and trying to dumb down history and try to make everything nonsensitive for everybody. And, you know, because feelings are important and we can't do this and we can't do that. This is what happens. Yeah. You have people that then don't remember atrocities that happen within our world history, right? Obviously, the Holocaust did not happen here in America, but I mean, there are certain things that U.S. citizens should know about. You know what I'm saying? Like the Holocaust was one of the, that was one of the main reasons that we got involved in the war outside of the attack of Pearl Harbor, obviously, that tipped us over the barrel to get into World War II. But I mean, this was what was going on and why the U.S. joined into the World War to stop worldwide tyranny from Hitler and all the above. If we don't teach people, then this is what ends up happening. America, then they fall into this belief that America is this bad bully and America is this horrible person or horrible group of people that have done these horrible things. They forget that, no, actually America was the big brother for a lot of people and has ended world tyranny twice in two world wars, people. Hello?
That's right.
Hello? Back to back, if I may be so bold. So anyway, I found this pretty shocking.
Yeah,
actually, I was pretty shocked about that. If you are, I don't know, if you're Jewish and watching this show, let us know what you think about that in the comment section. I would be really interested to hear what people think in that regard. I mean, you know, because obviously we have a Jewish guy that works for us, Noah. And, you know, I haven't even asked him what he thinks about this, that not only that it was exaggerated, like that's what the report says,
right?
But there's people who believe that it was made up. Like I can even get over the people that don't know that it happened, right? Like maybe some 18-year-old, maybe they're stupid. I don't know. But to have people that are like, oh, the Holocaust, oh, that was made up.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Melissa says, I am Jewish and am in disbelief of these statistics that so many are unaware of this awful atrocity.
It's crazy, right? And again, this goes back to the whole argument of why do we need to teach history? Why do we need to do this? So somebody pointed this out to me. So we just had September 11th. Obviously, we launched 9/12 United. Everybody is aware of that. But what a lot of people, what I didn't get an opportunity to talk about because we are still in Facebook timeout until the end of the month, so we can do live feeds and stuff, but as far as our normal material that you guys are used to, you all know we're in Facebook timeout. What I noticed is a lot of people, as horrible as it is, all right, as horrible as it is, and you guys need to hit the share button right now because this is the stuff that needs to be heard. As horrible of a visual it is, one of the most popular pictures to post is this picture. It's the guy that's got one leg bent, one leg straight out, and he jumps. Yeah, the falling man photo. Yeah. Okay, and it's horrible. I mean, it is. It is absolutely terrible, and it literally like makes me sick looking at it. But it's important for people to see that. It's important for people to remember what happened.
Yeah.
And Facebook, the reason I bring this up is because anybody who posted the towers getting hit photos, the falling man photo, Facebook blocked them and put sensitive material. You know, you have to click into it to see. Now, I have a problem with that, man. I have a really, really, really big problem with that because who is Facebook to decide what people need to see and what people need to look at on the internet? That's the argument, right? I guarantee you that if September 11th had happened while Facebook was around, it would have been the most watched live feeds of all time. And Facebook would have broadcasted it across the board and they would have made advertisement money off of it, et cetera, et cetera. And you know they would have. So why now all of a sudden it becomes sensitive material, and are you sure you want to look at this? Because this could really hurt you if you look at this photo of what happened back on September 11, 2001. So if Facebook is doing that, what the crap are they teaching in school?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they just saying that, you know, on September 11th, some people did something? Ilhan Omar, hello. That was 2 years ago. Ilhan Omar, some people did something. But now Facebook is deciding that remembrance of September 11th is too sensitive of material. This is very weird stuff. I mean, you know, please comment below and let me know if you disagree with my assessment. But I know that my oldest son is in the fourth grade and we're having real conversations with him. Hey, this is what happened on September 11th. This is why it's important. You know, this event led to the changing of directions for countless millions of people. Their lives were changed forever that day.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get into these conversations of, well, that's too sensitive of things to, you know, we can't look at that. It upsets me too much. You know, I feel the same way when I see pictures of like hurt kids or things like that, like child sex trafficking and things. Oh my God, it makes me physically sick, but it's also necessary because if you ignore certain things, then honestly, you're just, you're complacent in it, right? So shouldn't we have the option to see it? Why does it have to be blocked? Why does it have to be taken down? Why does it have to be considered sensitive material? Somebody just said they would love to hear what the teachers said about 9/11. I agree. I would really like, I know what our teachers said to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, we pay for our children to go to school, so we have a lot of say-so with that, and I realize everybody's not in that same category, but I mean, yeah, it's really weird times. It's very dangerous to me, this whole deciding what's bad, this whole deciding what's good. Who gets to decide that? I think it should be the individual's decision.
Yeah,
who gets to decide that? Anyway, all right, so let's move on here, and this kind of sets up the next thing we're going to talk about, and we're going to show it. I don't know if Facebook's going to like put sensitive on our live feed, but these are things that we need to show. But before we get into that, let's get into a sponsor, Raycon. All right, so if you like earbuds over earphones or headphones, that's what I like, and Raycon is your one-stop shop to get this going. You know the best way to listen today? It's using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compacted design, a noise isolating fit. That means that basically what you're listening to is what you're listening to. The company was co-founded by Ray J. Well, all right then. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds to you. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Graham. That's buyraycon.com/Graham for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Make sure to check it out now while the deal's running. Buyraycon.com/Graham. All right. So this next part that we're about to show you, we're going to play it. I don't know. How long is the whole video?
Does it say? It's 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
All right. I don't know if we're going to play it the whole way. Skip about a minute of it. So warning, okay, for everybody watching, if you have young people that are watching with you, warning, this is graphic, okay, but it needs to be seen. And this is an incident where two police officers pulled over an individual. And this is what our men and women in blue are dealing with every single day. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
I'll kind of like skip through it. I'll start from the beginning. All right,
here we go.
Is the volume on?
I'm going to hit him. Are you ready?
Ready.
Just fucking get out of the car!
So he's being tased right now because he's non-compliant.
Yep, and then he keeps using expletives, and they spray him.
Now or I will spray you.
Fucking ground.
On the ground.
What? On the ground, man. I don't want to go to jail.
Keeps fighting.
Help.
Get out of the car.
Stop. You're violating my rules.
And this is finally when they get him out right
yep.
here.
Yeah. All right. So this is the part everybody needs to pay attention to.
Get out of the car. Get out.
Help. 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 Help.
You got him.
All right. So again, that's really hard to look at, but that's reality. And we want to talk to you guys about the reality here. And you know, God bless our men and women in blue and what you deal with every single day. So my question to the viewers is, what would you have done in that situation? Okay, so this is one of those situations where, you know, everybody's like, oh, the cops, you know, shoot first and they ask questions later. Well, that's not always the case. And, you know, our men and women have to make split second decisions like that every day, like that all the time. And this is one of those situations where they tried every escalation of force possible. And one of the officers lost their lives. Last time I checked, the other one was alive. Mm-hmm. In critical condition. No, that was the LA County thing. Oh, but do you have the video from the other angle that you showed me the other day of the LA shootings?
The
guy that was recording it?
Yeah, we got bad language on that too.
Okay, so again, a warning, all right? So you just saw what our men and women deal with on a daily basis. Everybody knows about the LA Sheriff's Department deputies that were shot, but what you haven't probably seen is that somebody was filming it from the other side, and this is what they had to say. So again, warning, well, maybe. You sent it to me in a text, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. There we go. Just okay. Keep talking
all right,
it.
Again... So warning, graphic language, but this is Dear America Live, and we think that you need to see this. So prepare yourself. Here we go.
Pull it up right here.
Count this. Nigga just aired the police out, nigga. Mm. They just aired the police out. It go up and count. Them niggas just
laughing.
Got aired out, cuz.
Yeah, so they're laughing out. All right, that's enough. Like we said, there's a lot of bad language in it, but we want to show you guys, like, this was, I mean, these people, there was one guy screaming no justice, no peace while these sheriff's department deputies were bleeding out mm-hmm. on the sidewalk. And so, you know, we bring this up because you need to see both sides of the spectrum. Like, it's really easy to sit there and judge what you would have done differently in the police, you know, being a Monday morning quarterback or whatever. But now you've seen both sides of the spectrum here. In the past week, we've lost... out of the four people shot, only one died from what I understand. The two LA sheriff's deputies are okay.
Stable, yeah.
But two completely different scenarios. Our police are under attack and they have the most dangerous job ever. And, you know, my heart goes out to our men and women in blue all day, every day.
And their families,
because, I mean, gosh.
Imagine having to go out every day as a cop right now. You know, like, hey, I'm going to work as a police officer in 2020. I'll see you when I get home, hopefully. It's crazy.
Well,
making $30,000 a year.
Well, yeah. So there's another thing. I mean, we don't pay cops enough. And so, again, I know that it was very graphic and I know we, you know, try to, you know, keep the language down, but it's very important. And, you know, you need to hit the share button so people see the truth of what our men and women in blue deal with every single day. And so... The LA Sheriff's Department deputies were just sitting there. And then the other people, wasn't that Tulsa?
Yes.
Tulsa.
It was Tulsa.
Yeah. I don't know if it was city police or if it was county. Either way, those two officers, it was a traffic stop. And things turned deadly, and it's very sad. And so, again, I say it's really easy for you to sit there and say what you would have done when you haven't live the day in a police officer's shoes. So yeah. Again, our prayers go out to the families of those officers. But we here at Dear America, we stand with our cops, and that's just that. And I'm never going to stop standing with our police because, you know, that, you know, people just, you have no idea. And, anyway.
Can we always work to fix the bad apples and try and find them? Yes. Well, we can always try harder, but
yeah, of course we can. But we will always stand with our cops. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about something. Let's change the tone a little bit here. Jake, you can probably pull it up. I don't know if there's any kind of video. Speaking of graphic material, Carol Baskins made her freaking debut of Dancing with the Stars. Let's see if Jake can find that. First of all, how is this woman still making money? 100% chance she killed her husband. I mean, there's no getting around it. This chick murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers, and she comes out on Dancing with the Stars. Have you found it yet?
Yeah.
All right, play it. My God. Do you hear those cheers? That's a mixture between excited and mortified.
I like the very last part when they do like the finishing move.
Right here. Oh, no. That's the sound the tigers made when they ate her husband.
Grr.
That's the sound that tigers made. That's what Hitler is forced to watch every day for eternity in the hot place.
In the hot place.
It's Carol Baskins. The thing that you didn't think you needed, Carol Baskins, the controversial star of The Tiger King, not Joe Exotic. Now, you tell me Joe Exotic's going to go out there with his knee brace.
And man.
Throw some men around? Why not?
That's a record for Dancing with the Stars.
All right. Anyway, okay. All right. We're going to talk about some other things. But before we do that, we got to get into another sponsor. We the People Holsters. Record number of people are buying guns and ammunition for the first time. If you are one of them, please be safe and please holster that new handgun in a We the People holster, starting at just $39. We the People holsters are custom designed to fit your firearm perfectly and made right here in the USA. They have thousands of options to choose from, so go now. Now is the time to support American companies. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham to get yours. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code Graham. Satisfaction guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a total refund. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham.
That's right. Man. They've been with us for a long time.
They have been with us for a long time.
That's right.
Yes, I said it. Tongue twister out of the way. Okay, all right. So, Jake, I texted you a picture of a tweet that somebody put on. So, pull that up real quick, and let's talk about bullying on the internet for a moment.
All the little people?
Yep, all the little kids. All right, pull it up. Let me know when it's there.
It's pulled up.
Okay, so this is obviously an announcement photo. And there's obviously a lot of children in this photo. And this is a mom announcing that she's expecting number 10, I guess. But can you see what the guy who tweeted this photo, what he said?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. We're waiting on it.
This is environmental terrorism.
This is environmental terrorism.
Wow, what a cool guy.
This guy voted for AOC, I promise you. Okay? All right. AOC answered something like this when people asked, you know, are you ever going to have kids? And she's like, well, I just don't think that I could have children and bring them into this world, especially when the world is on fire and imploding. Well, this guy is basically saying that you got to stop having kids, people.
Yeah.
That we are the reason that Mother Earth is destroying ourselves, because we're having too many kids. Look here. The world is literally on fire, okay? And somebody, I think it was Dana Lash, posted a photo of, like, here's how the fires start, and it's like security cameras of a dude trying to light trees and stuff on fire walking down the road. If you can find that, let me know. I'm going to keep talking. But anyway, Washington State, Oregon, California, Man, at some point, whether you're religious or not, maybe the Lord's trying to tell you something at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, the air quality is garbage. You have literal fire tornadoes. Fire tornadoes. A tornado is scary enough, but now you got fire tornadoes? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So, see, you'll see in the video here, Jake, you can go ahead and play it. Dana Lash is pointing out that there's actual people in these areas, like, trying to light stuff on fire. So is it really Mother Earth fighting back, or is it just a bunch of
arsonists
yeah. that realize you live in a very dried out area, and maybe this is what's starting the fire? A lot of people tried to blame those gender reveal parties. Uh-huh. They outlawed the gender reveal party because Tannerite explosion, uh-huh, and then fire started. Anyway, I'm just saying, look, at this point, if you're from Washington State, Oregon, or California, I apologize for what I'm about to say, but let's just sell all three of them to Canada, and let's just knock off, I don't know, a couple $1 trillion off of the national debt. And then you got 90 days. If you live in those areas, you got 90 days to decide. Are you gonna stay an American and move, or are you gonna become Canadian? Which one? Yeah. You know, I mean, we're not using them properly, obviously. California, you've got to like turn your water off at 3 p.m. and your electricity, and set your thermostat to a blissful 78 degrees. Who in the crap would want to live in these places, is my question.
And it's been so long. It's like the time to, you know, fight back and vote a different direction. It's like it's came and went many, many times.
All right. Let's see. Our last little thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about the Harris Freudian slip.
The Harris Freudian slip.
See if you can find that video. And while we do that, now's the time for you to ask us some questions. And once we talk about this, we'll try to answer a couple questions and then move on. But Harris was in a little live stream video, and she actually, does she make a mistake and just misspeak, or is the actual plan being revealed? Listen to what she says.
Yeah. Administration together with Joe Biden.
Got to back it up again.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Wait, one more time.
What?
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden. One more time. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
All right. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
What we've been saying the whole time.
Was that a slip of the tongue, or was that the actual plan? And then James Woods is my favorite. James Woods retweeted that video, and he said, "Good God, just put a pillow over the poor man's face now and get it over with," because there's no way this man lives very long after the presidency.
Jackie says Biden also said it. Apparently.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, but that's what.
But him saying it, you know, it's just a Biden slip.
Well, that's just Biden being Biden. Somebody said, "I hate California." I'm sorry, California.
There you go, Brandon.
It's so easy at this point. And I'm from Mississippi, and people always used to say, "Thank God for Mississippi." I think California's taking the title away. Thank God for California, because just when you think you're not living your life right, just look at what Californians are dealing with right in this second.
Yeah, Eric, we are not on Blaze TV anymore. No,
we're not on Blaze TV anymore, if you haven't figured that out. But we are independent, self-publishing everything that we do. Let's see here. Any questions on that while I talk about this? Remember, guys, a vote for Joe Biden is not a vote for Joe Biden. You are voting for Harris and the socialistic, democratic, new world order that's trying to take over America. So, yeah, I don't think that was a slip up at all. I think that's the plan.
Christopher says, "Graham, will your 912 clothing line come out with polos?"
Ooh, good question. So, everybody that's watching, please think about supporting and go to 912united.com right now. It is our new apparel company. It is a give back organization. We give a portion of all of our proceeds back into the Dear America Foundation, which goal this year is to refund our police. So you can go right now. I will say that this is the initial launch. We've been open for 6 days, but yes, We are going to be putting the polos on the site very quickly. We will also be putting female V-neck shirts and long sleeve shirts on the site within the next couple weeks. But you can go right now and you can support by getting you some Live Like It's 912 shirts, some I Have a Permit shirts. You can see a lot of our collection right here. We've even got jackets. So we'll go to the jackets. We'll show you that. But you can support us by going to 912united.com right now. Every order over $55 gets free shipping during the launch week. We've got hats. We've got tumblers. We've got decals. We've got stickers. We've got everything. And know that any money that you spend goes to charity, and it's a it's for the cause of bringing America together.
We got Dear America hats.
We got Dear America hats. So a lot of people have always asked about the Dear America hats we all wear. That is on the 912 United site. So if you want the Dear America hat, show them our top sellers really quick.
Top sellers.
And you know, I didn't mean for this to turn into an infomercial, so we'll get through this really quick. Our top selling designs is the Live Like It's 912 design.
Yep,
you can see that right there. The logo, the main logo, and then the definition. Are our top selling hats, shirts and whatnot. So go to 912united.com and check it out right now. Do we have any other questions?
Yeah, somebody said, what's going on with 912? I haven't seen any emails. Allie said that.
Well, that's weird. You should see emails. Did you register your email address correctly, I would say, to and check and make sure that you've done that.
If not, maybe check your spam folder, I guess.
Yeah, check your spam folder, but there should be stuff.
Yeah. So, anywho.
Let's see here. Any other questions before we end this episode? Because that's pretty much all we've got for headlines.
Ooh, is We the People Holsters doing a 912 holster?
A 912 holster? I don't know. That's a good idea. We should talk to them about that and see if they would be interested. Somebody said, I ordered mine. Can't wait for it to come in. Thank you so much. I will say the response that we've received in the first 6 days have been really staggering. So, you know, we are about to run out of supplies. And so, you know, if you want to order, now's the time to go do it. And anyway,
how well do the women shirt fit?
this is turning into an infomercial for 912.
Me and Graham can tell you.
I have no idea. So all the shirts right now are unisex shirts, so you can check that out. Anyway, okay.
One more thing, the Twitter, the Chinese girl, you want to do that?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much. So last but not least, apparently it is really cool to be a whistleblower if you're whistleblowing something about Donald Trump. But Tucker Carlson just had a doctor from China, I'm guessing, right?
Yep.
All right. Who is coming out saying that the Wuhan virus, I'm just kidding, Facebook, the COVID-19 pandemic virus was created in a lab in Wuhan, and she can prove it.
That's right.
But now Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter have taken down all the videos claiming that it's false information and have even blocked her Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
What the crap, man?
She is based in, I believe she worked there.
Okay, now, again, for Facebook purposes, we are not saying in any way, shape, form, or fashion that what this doctor is saying is the truth. I have no idea because I didn't get to watch it because you took it down. So how am I supposed to know at this point?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is a whistleblower comes forward and the whole world talks about it when it's about Donald Trump. But if anybody has anything that is anti what Dr. Fauci says about COVID-19, it is silenced really quickly.
She also has to worry about China, too. I mean,
anymore. Her life's in danger, dear Lord. I mean, even the people that wrote that article, they're going to probably take that article down. Again, for Facebook, we are not saying that what this doctor says is the truth. We don't know. And we probably never will know now because we don't get to hear what she said. And again, this goes with what we were talking about earlier. Why does Facebook get to make the choices for us on what we should and shouldn't see? But that's just a question that you're going to have to ask yourself in talks and argue amongst your families for the next couple days until we get here. Big announcement in October. We are moving to Dear America Live always. So the Dear America show is turning into Dear America Live, and it will be live now twice a week, Monday and Wednesdays, starting October. We're super excited about that because I really enjoy this. I like talking live in front of people.
Answering questions.
And so make sure that you are following the page. Make sure you got notifications turned on. And yes, if you can't watch it live, the audio still will be uploaded to your normal podcasting on Mondays and Wednesdays, just like normal.
Only thing different is no more YouTube uploads.
Yeah. Forget YouTube, man. Anyway, all right. So that's all we have for this episode. Do us a favor and hit the share button. And also check out 912 United and check out Liberty University by clicking the link in the caption above. That's all we got. Jake, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
And of course, I'm Graham Allen. Thanks so much for watching this episode of Dear America Live, and we'll see you all again next time.
See ya.